Hi, thank you for calling Celtic Tree and Landscape. Well,
for quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Celtic Tree Service.
Oh, hey, John, it's Tina getting back to you from Local Splash.
Oh, hi, Tina.
Hi. Did you enjoy your lunch?
Yeah, I did. I had a sloppy joe on garlic bread.
Ooh, that sounds good. I like the twist with the garlic bread. I never thought about doing that before with the sloppy joe.
Yeah, well, you know, I was down there at 8 o'clock before my doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And my friend Jenny opened up. So I brought her coffee. We had coffee together. And Facebook popped up, and it said, garlic bread, sloppy joe. I'm like, Jenny, look at this. She goes, I'm making it right now, because she makes the daily menu and cooks in the kitchen. She goes, I'm making it now. I said, well, I'm coming back. So then I couldn't get out of the office. I mean, the phone didn't stop ringing. I was going crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That is the coolest thing. So she made it based on the Facebook post, even though it wasn't originally.
That is so cool. I had the recipe there. It was a pound of ground beef, a cup of tomato sauce, and a quarter cup of ketchup. That was it. And then you could doctor it up if you like garlic, onions, and all that. But
yeah.
She made it plain and simple, but it was on garlic. She made it on Texas toast.
Ooh, that sounds so yummy.
It was delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I got full real quick, pounded my water, and right out to the door. She goes, you're not even dead. I got to work.
Yeah, the ground beef, I noticed because of the protein, it gets you full faster. I do that sometimes when I'm really hungry. I'll just fry up some ground beef and have it with some, like, cottage cheese or something, and it gets full.
Yeah.
Fast, you know? Yep.
Well, we need our protein. I do a protein drink in the morning every morning.
Yeah.
Know, sometimes that supplements my breakfast because, you know, I try to cook at 3:30 in the morning when I'm up making eggs, but some days it just doesn't happen. And then I realize it's 9, 10 o'clock and I haven't eaten.
You're up that early.
This business, they're relentless. They call me at 6:30 in the morning before they go to work. And I'm like, and they call me at 9 o'clock when they get home from work. I'm like, holy moly.
Oh, you're smart, though, to capture it, you know. You have to be available when the customers are. So that's very smart to make yourself
available. I'm on it all the time. I walk around with my phone attached to my head.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, you know, that's one of my biggest pet peeves is that sometimes I'll try to reach out to a client for some reason or another, and I get a voicemail box that's full or a voicemail box that's not set up.
Oh, I hate that when I get a full mailbox. I turn around and I text them right away.
Yeah,
your
and that's what went
full.
Me too, because I'll always tell them, like, look, why would you pay a company money for marketing to get your phone ringing with new clients, and then when they call you, they can't get through?
And then you don't take the calls.
It makes no sense, yeah.
Right. If you can't take that many calls, clean your mailbox at night at least.
Yep, exactly. But I did want to get...
Donald's mailbox gets full up. He has 47,000 emails. He doesn't erase them. I erase them.
Wow. Yeah, me too. Once I'm done with it, I erase it because if not, it's going to be, too cluttered in there, you know?
It clogs it up and it slows your computer down.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, you going to send me another email?
Well, what I did was I checked with the tech team if we could fix the issue, and he said that this particular issue is with your browser. And I know that you said on your browser only you or Connell could be on it at a given time. So what he said is if you close your browser and reopen it, that should automatically fix the issue. If it doesn't, he sent I just emailed you a link that you can click on and it would manually log you out of that wrong account so that we could then go in together to the new account. So
I'm going to click on this link you sent me, Local Splash.
Yeah, click on that, and he said that will, like, manually
you
force
you are now
out.
Logged out, it says.
I love it. Okay, good. So it worked. I see, that's why we have a tech team. They know things that I don't know. I didn't even know there was a link like that existed, you know? So
right,
now it says
username and password.
Okay, so put in the correct username, which is the 203-374-1511, no spaces or dashes.
374-1511. I haven't used that number in so long.
Yeah, I know. The password is blank, so try to see if you know what you set it to. If it doesn't let you in, I'll make a temporary one for you right now.
All right, let me do our password that Connell uses all the time.
Yeah, just try to see if it works. If not, I'll make a temporary. Sometimes people don't like it when I reset it because then they're like, oh, now I have to go back and change it.
I need your help. I'm not that good.
Yeah.
Invalid username or password. So it
okay,
work.
Good. So let me reset. I'm going to set a new password right now, and I'll tell you what it is once the system generates it. So I'll put auto-generate password, and then I will resend the email. You're going to get an email that says what the new login is, by the way. But
8511.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got that. Now I need password. PW. All right.
Okay, 1 second here. So it's telling me that the password is all lowercase, all one word, web ad.
Webad.
So, yep.
Hey,
yep.
Webad.
Webad. I like that better than web ads. It's Webad.
Webad. Yeah. Verify it's you. Oh my God. Here we go.
Okay. That's okay.
Now I got to get Connell to do this.
Why?
Because it kicked me out. And
oh,
because
he's on it.
It rings to his phone.
Oh, no.
Bad.
Okay. Well, at least we accomplished something. We got you logged out of that old account that you weren't, you know, you didn't need to log into that. So now you have the correct information. So if Connell has to get off, you know, so you can get in, you can.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying the password now. A-R-D-A-R. See if this works. All right. That's one of his passwords. All right. It let me in.
Oh, good. I love it.
Verification. Hold on a second. Use your tablet or secure.
You should show him some of this next time you're with him, because he, if he doesn't think he's getting anything for what he's paying, you know, you should show him the dashboard.
I let him know already. Let me call him.
You did?
Right
okay.
Now. Just bear with me. Let me call him because he's getting a code to his phone.
Okay. You want me to hold or call back?
No, just hold. I got two phones.
Oh, hold. Okay. You got it. I'll wait for you.
Did you get a code to your phone?
A code.
Yeah, it should come in an SMS text. I'm trying to get back into our Google. I had to shut it down to get the dashboard to work for our local Splash. I had to shut my browser down to get local Splash dashboard to work because it wouldn't work. So I got Tina on the other phone, on speakerphone, listening, and she's trying to walk me through it. So I redid it, got the password. But now they want the code, and it'll come to your phone.
Is it
a text? It's the text. What, Tina?
Are you trying to log into the Google Business page or the
local? Yeah, I'm trying to get our Gmail back up first.
Oh, this is a password for the Gmail. I see. It just doesn't have any. Okay, got it.
All right, it says it's going to your phone, Connell, so just check your phone again. Give it a minute. All right, here it comes. I'm up. All right, so now, all right, Connell, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now,
so,
I'm going to go back on to Local Splash. I'm going to go username 203374-1511. And password is Webad.
Webad.
Does it say Webads or Webads? Bad.
It's supposed to say web ads, like the World Wide Web, and then ads, but the way you say it is better, Webads.
I like it. Oh, I read Webads. Server error.
Yeah.
Transaction process. We de-locked on lock resources with another process has been chosen But I don't know what that meant.
I don't know. I think that's some kind of pop-up on your computer, because that's nothing
it
that...
It might be. I'm not computer literate. I've built housing for 32 years.
Yeah, no, you're doing better than you think you are, because I didn't know what you were doing with the code and everything, but you were trying to get back into the...
Yeah, well, 10 years ago, I didn't know I couldn't even type. Now I can use a couple different fingers.
Yeah.
All right, let me see where it goes.
That's funny.
All-time service Bridgeport transaction. Process ID 124 was deadlocked on lock resources with another process and has been chosen as the deadlock victim. Return to the transaction.
No, close that out. That's not anything. I think that's a pop-up.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me get rid of that. Mm-hmm. Let me go back into local splash and try. Thank God I'm not married. If I was married, my wife would go crazy with me working from home.
No, I don't think so.
Friends.
It's good. It's always good to have a laugh.
Multitasking.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Now this looks. Is this local splash? Total leads 2,666.
Yes, you got in. That's the part. If you click on it, you can see those phone calls. Remember the ones
I
that I was reviewing with you? Yeah.
I call that person. Wow, you're the best, Tina. You walked me right through this.
Yeah, now you can go through these and listen to them. I think some of these fresh ones are from me and you. You'll hear our conversation. These ones that say are from May 7th, which was today.
I'm old fashioned, so I write everything down. So even though it comes up on the computer, I still write it down, so it's in my book. So I'm just going to go back and I'm going to match them up.
But if you go to the ones on conversation. Well, I want to show you something real quick. If you see like the one on May 5th that says Norwalk, Connecticut, and you click on that one, over to the right, you'll see a little box that pops up with a play button. So if you hit the play button, you can listen to the call. And that's how I found out like what these people were calling about when I was sharing it with Connell. I'm like, oh, there was a call from Linda Peterson and Tim Coughlin and Frank Woodbury. I had to go through these kind of one by one and just kind of listen to see what they wanted and to make sure they were actual leads, you know? And then another important part. Oh, did you hear?
Yep, that was Tim Coughlin. All right,
yep,
I remember.
Yep.
I haven't been on the dashboard in so long because I couldn't get in. But now
I need
to go through this and listen to every single one.
I love it. Okay, so I want to show you one more thing, which is a lot of business owners don't know that this is available. But if you see at the very top those tabs that say home, leads, website, listings, the very last one says business info. Click on that.
All right. Hold on. Please reload, export. There we go. Up top, hire. Go hire,
yep.
John.
Yep. It says home, leads, website. The last one says business info.
Well, I clicked on it. I'm already there. What am I looking
for? Scroll to the bottom and see now. You'll see a logo, a cover photo, some pictures that we have on your website, some videos.
Can I upload pictures?
Exactly. That's what I'm showing you. Any updates that you make.
Did I read your mind?
You did. I love it. I love it. So any updates that you make through this page, they're automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So if you hover over.
Click to add videos. Where's the one to add pictures?
Go up to business photos. The next section right above that.
Click here to add photos.
Yep, and when you add the photos, you can rearrange them and drag them to show in the order that you want them to show on your website. So they don't have to be in the order.
None of these are updated.
See, that's why I wanted to show you this, because a lot of people don't know this.
I want to add more.
Another question.
How do I get the pictures? Because I take the pictures from the phone out in the field. How do I get it to my computer? I've never done that.
Oh, okay. So what I would do in that case is I would log into the Local Splash dashboard from your cell phone. That way, when you get to this page, you can upload it, or you could take the pictures from your cell phone and email it to yourself, and then you can do it from your regular computer, but that's taking an extra step. I think if you just logged in from your cell phone, you can just...
Most pictures are taken on my private phone. Will that matter at all, that it's not a registered phone?
No, but yeah, as long as you can log into the internet from it, that way you can upload.
Mm-hmm. Tina, we bad.
We bad. That sloppy Joe got you going.
Hold on, my foreman's calling.
Okay.
What's up, Melvin?
Hey,
all right, I'll open the door. Yeah, my foreman's here, so I got
it. I love it.
He has his paperwork and everything.
Well, I just wanted to follow up with you. Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. Are you my account manager?
No, I just call out and collect failed payments, but you can always use me as a point of reference, John. If you ever need anything, you can call me.
Well, yeah,
and
I was going to get your number, so if I needed you,
I'll call you. Oh, on the bottom of that email that I sent you with the link to log out, you'll see my direct extension, which is 777.
All right, hold on, let me find that.
Yeah.
I don't see any
that email, I think I just titled it,
Is it a new link you sent me?
Mm-hmm. That was the link to help you log out of the dashboard if the browser reset didn't work. I just sent you a link, and it went to CelticTreeAndLandscapeLLC@gmail.com.
Hold on. Well, actually, email just didn't answer. No, I didn't get it.
You didn't? Oh.
No, what's your direct number?
It's 877.
877.
Uh-huh, 635.
635-6225-6225 extension
777.
777. All right,
yep.
Tina, it was a pleasure talking to you. I will
you
be
as well.
If I have any problems.
Please do. Yeah, like I said, it was nice talking to you as well. Have a great evening too, okay?
You as well. Bye bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.